Blog Talk Radio.
We're made to live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Happy Sunday morning. Good morning to all who have called in to our 15-minute Sunday sermon. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and we're starting your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I welcome you here this morning. Within this 15 minutes, we are going to praise God, hear a word, and go into prayer. And for those of you who tune in with us throughout the week for our morning motivation, this is also held Monday through Friday, 15 minutes, and it starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 a.m. Central. Of course, our number is 323-870-4180, and you can learn more and even hear prior prayer calls on our website at www.feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Let's get ready and go into our word this morning. Our scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I say again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Now, while you're getting that word ready, I want to inform all of the callers that your lines are on mute. No one can hear you, and that includes me. So I want you to be able to get into your prayer closets, to be able to praise God this morning, to get ready for chains to be broken, to get ready to receive supernatural intervention, and understand that you are at liberty, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. Because your praise and prayer this morning is between God and yourself. I will open the lines for prayer before the end of the call, and that will be the only time we'll be able to hear you, and I'll announce that before I do it. So by now, you should have that word ready. Let's go ahead into 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. I'm reading from the KJV. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's read that again. And I want you to repeat after me, remembering that no one, including myself, can hear you, but the Lord can. Say, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, let's make this personal. Repeat after me, and we're going to make this personal to our lives. Say, in everything, hallelujah, I give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. Come on and praise God. Now, let's make it personal to our families. Say, in everything, hallelujah, you ought to be feeling this right now. I give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning my family. Come on and put your hands together for Jesus on this morning. Now, we know that we are approaching the Thanksgiving season. As a matter of fact, we're already here because Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And a lot of times what we will do is wait until Thanksgiving Day to begin to tell people how much we appreciate them. Sometimes it's not even sincere. It's just platitudes. It's just procedure or protocol, if you will, for how we do things. And it really does not come from our hearts. But this morning, I want you to begin to set the tone, to start the Thanksgiving season off right, by already letting people know how much you appreciate them. In other words, start now placing your soul, your spirit, your mind, your words into a spirit of giving thanks and gratefulness. As you go to church this morning, begin to let people know how much you appreciate them. For those of you who are not going to church this morning, maybe you had church yesterday or you're going tonight, maybe you're working, or for whatever reason it may be, you won't be able to go into the physical building of the house of worship this morning. Even now, you're in God's presence. Just begin to call out the names of those people whom you are grateful for. For instance, I'm grateful for my family. That goes from my son to my mother to all of my siblings, nieces and nephews, my cousins, aunts and uncles. I just couldn't even begin to call all of them out. My husband, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Our children, to everyone. And I know some of you said, how did she just throw the husband in last? That's because I'm not officially married yet. But I'm already thankful for him and our children right now. So this is what I'm saying to you. Begin to exude a spirit of gratefulness and thanksgiving. Why? Because the word already just told us this is God's will concerning us, that we walk around in a spirit of gratefulness. Now, I know that may be hard for some of you, depending on your natural circumstances. For example, some of you may have just lost a job, or you're trying infidelity, or it could be separation or divorce. Some of you are experiencing issues with your children. It could be disobedience. It could be incarceration. It could be addiction. It could be rebellion. It could be hanging with the wrong friends. And while others of you are experiencing issues with your friends, on your job. I mean, everywhere we look around, there is enough tragedy. There's enough angst. There's enough anger, there's enough sadness to go around. And as you live every day of your life, you will encounter this somewhere. Because all of us who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And even if you're not living godly, it's just part of life. It's just part of living that you will encounter rainy days. The sun won't shine every morning. There will be cloudy days, thunderstorms, floods, hurricanes, tsunamis that come. But it's so truly, truly, truly up to us as to how we respond to this. And the only way that you can perpetually respond in a spirit of thanksgiving despite the natural circumstances is because your hope, your faith, and your assurances are rooted within Christ. They are so wrapped, tied, and tangled up in knowing that God got your back, that God has you in his hands, that God lights your path and he guides you, that God meant it when he said that the weapons formed against you won't prosper, that you can be thankful because your life is not dependent on the natural circumstances. Come on and begin to give God praise. Remember, if you're just tuning in, you're on mute. No one can hear you but Jesus. Come on and begin to clap your hands and thank the Lord this morning during our 15-minute Sunday sermon on morning motivation. Oh, we just praise you, God. Come on and begin to thank him. Come on and begin to enter into that atmosphere of gratefulness. Don't wait until Thanksgiving. Start giving thanks now. We are coming out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. Come on and begin to magnify God for gratefulness. For being God, for blessing your home, blessing your family, blessing you, raising you up this morning, letting you be in your right mind. You're not someone who's with has dementia, someone with Alzheimer's. Some of you are maybe 70, 80 years old, and here it is that God still has you in your right mind. You're able to dress yourself. You have family members who love you, people who appreciate the fight that you've done. I just magnify God with you for that this morning. Some of you, hallelujah, may be dependent upon others, but still this morning you're alive and you're in the land of the living. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You don't go through here but one time, so surely you have something to be grateful for this morning. Your home may not be as large as someone else's home. Your car might not be the luxury brand. You may not have as much money in the bank as others. Maybe the clothing that you wear is not all name brand. Maybe you can't get your hair and nails done every week. That's material things. And even then, God said in Matthew 6:33, if you seek him first in his kingdom, he'll add all the other things unto you. So you still have something. So much to be grateful for. Your children are living. I don't care if they're incarcerated. If they're still alive this morning. Hallelujah. And if some of you have lost children or siblings or loved ones, you still have the others here. Be thankful for them on this morning. And if some of you don't know what tomorrow holds, be thankful that you know what today holds this morning. Hallelujah. Woo! So much. So much to be thankful for. That's our 15-minute Sunday sermon. And I'm going to get ready now to open up the line for prayer. I just praise God for all those who called in. If you want to prayer, press 1 on your phone, and then I will bring you in. I will. You won't have to say your name. You can just call out the last 4 digits of your number. On Friday's call, we had a minister who called in and then asked me to come and appear on his show as well. So God is really moving. He called in from Minnesota, and you can hear that morning motivation entitled Rename Yourself Today on our website at feelthefire.com. But the lines are open now. While we're waiting to see if anyone wants to ask for prayer on air, begin to get into your prayer closets this morning. Begin to thank the Lord as we begin to pray collectively about so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Come on and get into your prayer closets. Every hour. I need thee. Hallelujah. Oh, bless us now. Hallelujah. Our Savior, we come to thee. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. Father, we come praising you and honoring you. We come lifting you up. God, we come in a spirit of thankfulness, a spirit of gratefulness, a spirit of appreciation, and a spirit of praise. Lord, this morning we ask that you forgive us of every sin, that you wash us and make us whiter than snow. Clean us right now, Lord God. Father, we magnify you that as we come into this Thanksgiving season, that we are those who are setting the tone off right. We are the standard bearers who are even now beginning to set the tone of having and exuding a spirit of thanksgiving, so that all we encounter will begin to see you and praise you because we're letting our light shine. So this morning, I come in agreement with everyone on this call. For their families, their household, their own health, their mental health, their lives, their finances, their situations, their relationships, God. Whatever the situation may be, that you just come in and do a new thing. Go exceeding above, abundantly exceeding above everything that they could ask or think. Lift depression, lift sadness. Prevent them from comparing themselves to others. But as we saw in your word this morning, let them give thanks in everything. This is your morning motivation. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Remember, I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. I hold morning motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. It's 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. And on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, the number is 323-870-4180. You can learn more, plus join our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, and see and hear some more of these fired up calls at feelthefire.com. That's www.feel, letter D, fire.com. This is your Sunday. Go get your blessing.